Well, here we are again. Welcome, everybody. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, with Roger Bauer, the social media ninja of SMB Consulting, and some other who-knows-how-long segment of the Southern Social Media. Roger's got a bunch of good stuff for us today. I'll be shooting from the sides and the bushes as usual, but got some new music you've been hearing when this thing kicks off and when it ends. But in keeping with our Southern roots, figured I'd go through a little redneck dictionary for you. You know, gotta improve the lexicon, the vocabulary of our listeners. We're gonna bring some culture to you. You hear me? So, the definition of afar. So that's an object in the state of combustion, as in, there's no sense being this cold. Let's build a fire. You know what I'm saying? Roger's laughing because he can relate to that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because Roger says that thing. People in his family even say that. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
All right, Roger. So you had mentioned a couple of things. Ford Fusion we'll get into. You mentioned this thing for checking your names. What in the heck was that all about?
Well, there's a service out there called NameCheck. It's NameCheck.com. There's another service that came out called Knowem, and that's KNOWEM.com. And it will go out and check over 100 social media sites and see, actually Knowem will check 330 social media networks to see if your desired username is available. So this is a great tool to use on the front end to find out if your name, for instance, which is what you should be using for your social media identity or your handle or your username, you can go out there and see, is it available through these services? You can either go to NameCheck or Knowem, and that's a great way to start off your social media campaign just to see, hey, is my name even available? And if it isn't,
so how do you spell Knowem again?
K-N-O-W, the word know, like I know. Or as the Kentucky fans might say, I knowed. But you don't want to do that. See what you just Knowem, and then it's just KNOWEM.com.
Like, man, like someone saying, I know him. I know them guys. I know them. Okay.
That's right. I know them. That's right.
So, all right. Well, so let's back up then. So what's the big deal about doing this name check? Why is that important?
Well, if you're just starting out on a social media campaign or you want to set up another profile across all of these different social media sites, well, it's a good idea to know, is the name that you have chosen or your name, like if you wanted to use Wes Schaefer or the Sales Whisper, it's a good idea to know, is that name even available across most of the social media sites that you intend to target for a social media marketing campaign? Or if you just want to connect with friends and you're setting up a social media profile for fun and pleasure and reconnecting and all that fun stuff, it's a good idea to know before you even start out, is your username available on these sites?
I see. So it's almost it's a little bit of a branding effort,
right,
if you will. Okay.
Yeah, because you don't want to get, let's say you've set up a profile on the 10 major social media sites or the 15 major social media sites, and then you decide you want to expand upon that, but you don't want to start using a bunch of different usernames, so it's a good idea to have a coordinated effort so that way people will know when they start to connect with you on all these different social media networks that it's the same person. We talked about that yesterday on the webinar about giving people reassurance that it's you that they are connecting with on all these different sites, because people don't want to connect with a fake person, or they want to make sure that the same person that they connected with on Twitter is the same person they're trying to connect with on Facebook and on down the line.
Well, not only that, it is a bit of branding. It's a pain in the butt to remember a bunch of different names,
mm-hmm,
as well. And it's one of the things, I don't know if we've talked about it before, but a big part of this social media movement going out and capturing these sites, it's a land grab. Because, you know, I promise you, the person that's got insurance.com or cars.com or computers.com, you know, those are some wealthy individuals.
Right.
Because they knew early on to go and grab those domains. So the same thing with social media. I mean, it's virtual real estate, but it's real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to use that Noam or Namecheck, see what is available, and then go get them. You know, get mm-hmm. something close to it. And, you know, I can attest firsthand what a pain in the butt it is to go get all those things set up and then to get them coordinated and synchronized so they're all talking to each other.
Right.
Because it's, I mean, there's a couple of hundred sites, and keeping them all updated once you have it is a huge chore. And, I mean, that's why that's a growing part of our business, is doing this for people. Just like most, you know, brick-and-mortar businesses have never written a press release, they'll hire somebody to write a press release for them, or they'll hire somebody to build new literature and brochures. Well, it's the same thing with building all these presences. Is that presence? On the social media landscape. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of work, and that's one of the reasons why we offer a foundational managed social media service, is because a lot of people, they don't want to do this work. They don't have time to do this work. It's not necessarily that they don't always want to. I mean, it is tedious. It's time-consuming. But they've got 50 million other things going on. Setting up a social media profile on 150 different sites is not at the top of their list, even though they may realize, hey, I know I need to get myself out there. I need to spread the word, and social media will help me do this, which segues nicely into our next section here, which is social media marketing measurable, the big debate. There's a blog post on Social Media Examiner that I'm looking at, and I'm looking at some of the stuff here, and he's got some of the things you can measure with social media, and here are a few of the ideas that he shares, and we shared these on the webinar yesterday, so it's good to see that. Maybe listen to the webinar, I don't know, because the blog post was just put out yesterday. So gain more exposure, find prospects and leads, increase site traffic, find new business partners, improve search rankings, reduce marketing expenses, close more business, improve brand awareness. I think that gain more exposure is pretty obvious. The more you're out there and the more you're in front of people, and you're, like you've talked on a couple of these podcasts, Wes, and also in the webinars, that you know, maybe you don't connect with somebody on the first day, or sometimes it might take a couple years like it did with your former employer. But the more they see you out there, the more exposure you gain, and the more they start to believe and get that perception of, man, this person's everywhere I turn. They must be doing something right because I can't get away from them. Everywhere
right.
I turn, there's Wes. You know, everywhere I turn, there's Roger doing something with social media. There's some doing some stuff with search engine stuff. So after a while,
That's like Jason from Friday the 13th, man. What are they on, like Halloween or Friday the 13th, 28?
Yeah, something like that.
Everywhere you look,
but everywhere that somebody turns, they see that stuff, so you begin to chip away at their resistance, and they begin to view you as more of an authority figure by seeing you in all these different places. So that is definitely something that social media can do for you. And the more you gain exposure, you're going to eventually get prospects and leads out of that. So the people that say you can't measure social media, it's just like anything else. I mean, how do you track your radio ads? How do you track your newspaper ads or your print ads? How do you track all of that stuff now?
A lot of it you can, but, you know, the big thing is no matter what, have a call to action. You know,
mm-hmm.
the reason you have Twitter is to let somebody know you've got something on your blog. And the reason you have something on your blog is to make people a special offer. Sell them something, you know, or at least give them the opportunity to buy once they read you and are comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just tired of people. You know, people are learning how to sell right now because they have to, you know, and so make an offer.
We're all in sales, whether we want to believe that or not, because we have to, at the end of the day, we have to sell ourselves.
Yeah, and you know, that's illegal in like 13 southern countries.
Yeah, it is.
Or states, even.
Not in Vegas.
Nope. I wouldn't know that, though. How do you know that?
I've had some friends tell me. I haven't. I've never been to Vegas, so.
Because what happens, they're supposed to stay there.
Yeah, but for some reason, it tends to show up on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. And
hey, what's that Twitter Grader website you talked about the other day?
Twitter.grader.com.
All right. That's a good one.
And moving right along, is social media trackable? Well, maybe it's not necessarily trackable as much as people would like, but here's another example of a large company using social media to regenerate growth, and that's Ford. We talked about Ford the other day and about how they are spending 25% more on their digital marketing efforts, in particular social media. Well, they had a successful Fiesta movement, as they called it. Now they are transitioning into a social media campaign for the Fusion hybrid model for 2010. And they're calling this their Fusion 41 program.
Cool.
Supposed to get 41 miles in the city and 36 on the highway.
All right.
So that'll appeal to people. But Ford is an example of a company that was given up for dead less than a year ago when all of this stimulus package and buyouts and the government becoming part of GM and Chrysler and on down the line, Ford refused to take any of the buyout money, which I commend them for that. They figured out a way to do it. Alan Mulally needs to get some credit for staying the course, seeing the strategy to get them out of the doldrums, and it's working. He's doing a great job. People need to pat him on the back because he is doing a really good job. Came from Boeing. Anyway, aside from that, they have decided that social media is a key part of their overall marketing campaign. And I think when you see large corporations like this that are struggling and that are given up for dead turn their focus from the traditional advertising and marketing model, they're still doing the traditional advertising and marketing, but they're shifting some of their dollars from that and putting it into social media. That should tell people, the small business owner, the CEO that's looking at this, saying, I just don't understand, you know, what's in it for me. Well, if Ford's able to dig themselves out of the hole, I'm not saying social media is responsible for all of it, but it's played a part in it, then learn from that. I mean, we talked, I think it was yesterday, Wes, about, like Barack Obama or not, he did a really good job of using social media to further generate awareness, get his message out, connect with people, learn from what his constituents want, and able to carry his message out through social media. So that's, learn from these people, whether you like them or not, whether you like Ford, you hate Ford, you think Ford's a piece of junk, whatever it is, you can learn something from them. Same thing with Barack Obama. You might hate his politics, you might hate him as a person, you may think he's a piece of junk president, but focus on what he did with social media and learn from that.
Right.
You don't have to necessarily like the person that you are studying or the competitor or whatever, but just learn from what they're doing right. You can throw out the stuff that isn't working or the stuff that you think is a waste of time, but learn something from these people and learn something from these companies.
Well, you have to. You remember the movie Patton?
Yeah.
You know, George C. Scott's up there, and after he had beaten Rommel, he says, you know, I read your book, you know, and that's why he won.
Mm-hmm.
So you absolutely have to study anybody out there that's doing what you're doing better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And use that to catch up and pass them.
Right.
You know, plain and simple.
Yeah, a lot of your competitors, if you pay attention to them, you don't want to mimic every single thing they do, but they'll do some of the research for you. And that's
right.
One of the things I do when I start a search engine optimization campaign for clients. So I look at the competitors. All right, what did they do right? Let's just take what they did right and do it a little better. That's all you have to do in the search game is, okay, Let's say they've got 500 links pointing to their website. Well, let's go out and get 501. Let's go out and get 520. They're using this title tag to rank well for this search phrase. Let's mimic that on a page. Let's mimic that on the home page. I mean, it's they've done the research for you. Make it easier on yourself. Don't reinvent the wheel. That's the, we know of somebody who likes to reinvent the wheel a lot, and it's an impediment to you making money. If you're going to try to reinvent the wheel or recreate something that somebody's already done and proven to be successful with it, take that and expand upon it.
Right.
Build upon their success, and then you'll achieve success quicker. It's one of the easiest things to do, but a lot of us, for various reasons, don't want to do it.
I hear you. Hey, I just saw pretty funny here. Some Twitter isms. So twaiting is to tweet while waiting in line or waiting for something to happen.
I've done that several times.
Oh man. Twalking is to tweet while walking. Tweebay, putting something up for sale on Twitter. It's pretty funny. I'll have to read some of these later. I'm easily amused.
That's good. It's better be easily amused than be amused, I guess, right?
All right. So we talked about Ford. Talked about Noam.
Yes. Talked about ways to measure social media. Now I've got, there's another blog post on Top Rank Blog that is talking about, this is Adam Singer is talking about 10 proven applications for social media. And some of these are pretty interesting. His first one is change the conversation in your industry, even if you're not at the top. And his recommendation is, he's saying that social media is the great equalizer because you can compete with the larger companies that we've talked about before, but you can start to spread your message in an unobtrusive manner, and if people are paying attention, then you can change the conversation in your industry to where they follow you and have a strong opinion of you, hopefully in a positive light. But you can spark conversations with people online through social media, learn from your prospects and your customers, and take a different approach from a lot of the larger corporations that blast out their message 1,000 times a day in hopes that they can get 100 people to take an action. Well, in this case, I've got an example of this going on right now with Twitter. Just by listening and following other people's tweets, I've been able to pick up a few people that joined our webinar yesterday. I have asked to help for some help with some infusion services, or asking for help with web services. I mean, you name it. Just by listening, people are posting questions out there. Like one person said, I could really use some help with Infusionsoft. Okay, well, that's a prime example of if you just listen, people will tell you what they're looking for. But you got to be in on the conversation in order to take advantage of that.
Right.
And that's one of those things that is a lead. I didn't go out and solicit the lead. I didn't pay somebody to go out and broadcast a message. This is one of those things. I just saw somebody online just listening, said, hey, you got a problem here. I've got a solution here. Check it out. If it's for you, let's go for it. He's also got something on here about reputation management.
Who does?
And, Adam Singer on this blog post about 10 proven applications for social media. Oh, let me just go down to 10. First one is change the conversation in your industry even if you're not at the top. Second is reputation management. Third is build your tribe. Fourth is organic PR generation, what I just talked about is pretty much organic PR generation. Fifth one is use social as part of your SEO strategy. That's an excellent tip. Number six is listen to key stakeholders, which those could be your prospects, your customers, your board of advisors, board of trustees, your partners. Number seven is become a David to your industry's Goliath. We've already touched on that a little bit. Number eight is social proofing. Number nine is attract talented, passionate employees. Number 10 is become a media company.
Cool.
We talked yesterday on the webinar about how 80% of HR directors and people are using LinkedIn as one of their primary methods to attract talented people into their organization.
Right.
And we said yesterday on the webinar as well that the most talented people that you can find to hire are not looking for jobs. They're already in a job. They're already doing good stuff for other people, so I think that's a savvy strategy to use, is to go onto LinkedIn, because that's where you are going to find some talented people. They're not looking at the monster ads. They're not looking at the classified ads in the paper on Sunday or Tuesday or whatever day that your local market publishes the job posting, whatever it is, the job listings. They're not looking for jobs because they've already got a job. You've got to go out and find these people now. And,
right.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of people looking for jobs, but chances are most of those people that are looking for jobs are not the cream of the crop, because companies are going to hold on to the cream of the crop.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and birds of a feather do flock together, so you can get
right.
out there.
I think this tip here of becoming a David to your industry's Goliath, we talked about that yesterday and on other podcasts this week about, no, none of us have the ad budget of a Procter & Gamble or a Ford or a GM or Dell, but we can go toe-to-toe with them through social media if we're cranking out quality content and we're adding value, we're contributing to the conversation. You can compete with these guys through social media and search engine optimization. You can't compete with them with TV ads, radio ads, direct mail, print ads. I mean, there's no way we can compete with those guys. But with social media, they're on our turf now. We can compete
right.
there. Let's see
that's
here.
True, brother.
That's right. Preaching to the choir, right?
Well, but the big differentiator is being able to write content, being able to make an offer, right? Being able to deliver relevant content. I mean, one of my clients I'm working with now, you know, he owns a gym. Now I'm working with a guy that owns an insurance agency. And it's all about upsells and cross promotions and getting testimonials and getting referrals. And most business owners just don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why it sounds like it's like we're, you know, we're tooting our own horn, and to a degree we are. But, I mean, we do this for people. And, you know, I'm not a web designer, so I don't do that for people. I'm not a carpenter, so I don't build furniture or somebody's house. So that stuff doesn't come naturally to me. So I outsource it. Same thing here. I think that's kind of the slippery slope, you know, the seductive nature of social media, is that it's right there. You know, hey, log in your computer. It's a good distraction. You know, let me just go click around here a little bit today. And, hey, here's Decker coming to check on me. And so because it's easy and accessible, doesn't mean you're good at it, right?
That's right.
We haven't had Decker on the show yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
What are you barking at, dog? Oh. He's saying
there's
hello.
Buddy. That's right.
Saying, what's up? I think he heard your voice on the speakerphone. He says, man, I need Roger.
That's right.
Where's my boy with my treats?
That's right.
So anyway, you know, social media, everybody has a computer. They've got broadband internet. So let me go do it, right? Well, you don't go do a press release. But you got to figure that stuff out. What do you say? What outlet do you use? Right? So same thing with social media. It does level the playing field, but you know what? It'll tell the world just how good or just how bad you are right away.
Exactly.
Right away. So, you know, and as a side note, I put this on, I had a lot of comments last night. If you want to clean your desk have your 6-year-old daughter walk up and spill a huge cup of water all over it. Man.
Yeah.
I found papers I haven't seen in 6 months.
That'll do it.
I got to throw most of them away, too.
Right. Well, that ties in with this tip that he's got here on number four, or this one of the ways you can utilize social media is that organic PR generation, just like you just mentioned, Wes. I mean, once you get out there in social media and you're quote-unquote doing social media, people are going to find out, are you worth your weight in gold, or are you just another, scumbag out there that's trying to rip them off or steal a dollar from them or whatever it might be. But if you generate that press release, well, how are you going to get people to see the press release?
Right.
How are you going to build this? I get a lot of business owners, the first words out of their mouth are, well, we don't advertise, we don't market, all of our business is word of mouth. Well, that's great, but what if the word of mouth shuts down? What are you doing to help further the word of mouth? How are you encouraging people to spread the word of mouth? I mean, it's great that you offer a great product or service, but if you're just relying on word of mouth, eventually that pool might dry up because you never know. People might wake up in a mood to where they no longer like you, or they're just not in the mood to spread the word, or maybe they don't have an opportunity to spread the word. So don't leave it up to other people to do all of your marketing for you. You've got to still do some stuff to get in front of more prospects and more customers.
Well, that's one of the guys that he's dragging his butt on working with me. But it's he had this situation. His business was all word of mouth, and it dried up. And so his business is down 35%. They're at just break even right now, and now they're worried.
Right.
You know, and it's like, well, I don't know what I can do for you. You got no money. Business is off that much. Why are we meeting? And really it's only because I've known him for a while that I even sat down with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you gotta lay it on the line with folks, and because word of mouth, it can dry up. I mean, it sounds it sounds a bit ironic, right? Oh, we got to nurture your word of mouth. Well, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just providing good service. I mean, that's unfortunately, I don't think it's enough anymore.
No, good enough is not just good enough anymore.
Right, and you've got to proactively manage your image, your word of mouth. One of the guys I've followed for many, many years, he talks about how to buy word of mouth. And so one of the ways that he mentions is architecturally. Okay, an example that Roy gives is if you are a music store and you have an awning out front that's shaped like a piano keyboard, you know, like with the ivory, with the black and the white, big places, right, like the Eiffel Tower. But
right.
If you can do something architecturally with your business, you can buy word of mouth. Now, the same thing applies to social media. Does your website look good? Are you providing good content? So that's kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing he would talk about, though, is with energy, or kinetics and like Cirque du Soleil,
mm-hmm.
it's just so overwhelming and overpowering. You just got to talk about it.
Right.
The other example he gave was the Pikes, I think it was called the Fish Market. Those dudes in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
right, where they're throwing the fish back and forth.
Right.
That type of energy builds word of mouth. And then finally, it was basically customer service or service above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you ever been to Claim Jumper?
I haven't.
Claim Jumper, it's a it's out here in California, but I mean they're known for, you know, giving you a sandwich that's like 18 inches tall.
Wow.
You know, I mean just some big, just crazy portion. Exactly. Wow. When they bring it out, you go, wow. And you talk about it.
Right.
Right. And so that's how you buy word of mouth. So, a little bit off the subject, but not really. Those things, though, have to be managed. And
right. You've got to pour the gasoline on the fire, so to speak, so that the fire doesn't burn out. You've got to make sure that you're fueling the fire, fueling the flames, as opposed to squelching
right.
them or just thinking that the flame's going to go on forever because it's unrealistic. I mean, there's just what is fueling your word of mouth fire? If that
yep.
is the way you generate most of your business, if it is mostly a referral-based business, well, think of some ways that you can incentivize people to help you spread the word even further. It's not
well,
hard to do, especially with the online tracking mechanisms that are in place. I mean, you can set up an affiliate program in an hour and use that. I saw an ad on the TV just before we started this. It was a restaurant that had a TV ad, encouraged you to go to the website and print out a coupon. It says, though, the coupon is only online. Well, I started thinking about that. I'm like, that's pretty ingenious. They're using traditional advertising to drive traffic to their website, which they're going to get people to look around once they're on the website. So, in other words, they've kind of got the foot traffic in there. So people probably look at the menu while they're there. Might look at some pictures of the restaurant itself. And it's a good restaurant, so that's even better. But they've saved all of the money on their coupons and their print and lining up a print advertiser to put the coupon in the magazine. So now they don't have to have just one magazine or one print outlet. They can blast that message out, drive traffic to their restaurant just by having people go onto their website and print out a little coupon. So that is a way you can monetize, same thought process with social media. You drive people to your website and you have something there that you can track, that you can incentivize to get them to take an action, which it might be a free report so you can build a list. It might be a coupon to come into your restaurant or your hair salon or a free teeth cleaning for a dentist. You can do all kinds of things like that that won't cost you a lot of money. But if you want to use traditional marketing and advertising methods to drive traffic to that website so you don't have to have your little coupon that gets tossed over or gets thrown in the garbage if you send it through direct mail or whatever, you can then begin to track all of this stuff and get people into your social media world by having them visit your website, and then maybe they go to your blog from there, or maybe they do sign up for a free report or whatever it might be. So now you're starting to get people into your sales funnel, and
right.
you're able to follow up with them. And I mean, that was just an example I saw, and I'm like, you know, that's a good idea because they saved
yep.
a lot of money. They probably took the money that they saved that they would have spent on these print ads and direct mailers and things of that nature, probably put it all into the TV commercial, but they were able to recoup it from their website. So they're going to get people
right.
in the habit of going to the website. So kudos to them.
So all these kids in my house, you know, I always have a story. So Mary Claire spilt the water yesterday, and Big Jake comes in, my 12-year-old, and he was he's in the band, and got a really good band here. He plays the trombone.
Yeah.
And he was second chair, so basically he was the second best according to the instructor, and they let you challenge people, right? So he threw down the gauntlet. How long ago, Jake? About 3 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago, and what the instructor does, the band director, he sits in his office with his back to the players, and they basically decide themselves who goes first or second. He just listens without looking at them,
mm-hmm.
and then he decides who was the best player. And so,
right.
so Jake threw down the gauntlet 3 weeks ago and beat this girl that was ahead of him. So then today he had, and you got to go in before school. Right, so we had to take him in early. So he had to go in early today because somebody challenged him. Was it one kid or two? Two tried to challenge you, and he smacked them both down. And then
All right.
after they left, after they left in tears, he made them, what, did you make them buy your lunch? Or would you, I don't know. So Big Jake holds on to his title, still unified welterweight trombone champion of Warm Springs Middle School. Jacob Schaefer. You never know what I'm going to talk about on this show, do you?
That's right, but that's good.
Craziness.
That'll tell everybody this isn't scripted. Or as we say in the South, that ain't scripted.
Oh, man.
All right, so the last thing we can touch on is there's another blog post on social media today by Neville Hobson that talks about the Twitter effect on organizational culture. And he's given the example of how the @ComcastCares profile has changed their entire culture within the organization because they are a service-focused organization. And when they put this out there, this kind of forced them to raise the bar across the organization, because when you go out there and you're saying, okay, we're going to take the good and the bad with this profile that we've set up, well, you got to put up or shut up when you go public with this type of thing, and it has helped change their culture. So that's another way that social media can benefit your organization. But like you said earlier, Wes, and I think we said it yesterday, either on the podcast or the webinar, that if your organization is not, if your house isn't in order before you start this social media stuff, going out and attracting more traffic, more visitors, more people into your store, whatever state your organization is in, it's just going to magnify it that much more.
Right.
So make sure that you have your house in order before you go engage in a full-blown social media marketing campaign, or you're spreading the word about, hey, go visit a guy did this, and I'll share a quick example. There was a guy here that started this website where he wanted to take the good, the bad, the ugly from the customers, and it was for a local restaurant. And I went in, had a bad experience, went to the website because I thought, hey, I'm gonna see if this guy's really backing up his stuff, if he's really true to his word. Well, go to the website and share the story of what happened, poor service, yada, yada, yada. And I got some just canned response that was pretty much, oh, come in and give us another chance. That's at the end of the day, that's basically what he said. And I'm like, you're not doing anything with this website that's improving your organization by just telling people when they have a bad experience, oh, well, give us another try. And his response was, oh, we just changed management at that store. We think things are a lot better now. I don't care that the management's changed. You told me you wanted to know what I thought, so I did. I came and told you what I thought. Basically, your restaurant is, I'm not going back. And, you know, he didn't do anything to incentivize me to come back, and I wasn't looking for that either. It's just, you know, hey, this guy put this out there, said I'm taking on all comers, but he let the flame just burn out. He had an opportunity to turn somebody that was viewing his restaurant in a negative light. He had a chance to turn me around, but he didn't take advantage of that. And 6 months ago, that CEO was fired. So,
well, all the little things add up. You know, my wife and I, one of my clients here, owns a gym, and so we use it. You know, it's close to the house, a good gym. And my wife and I, we're a little bit picky about cleanliness, you know, little things, customer service. And because he's a client of mine and a friend, you know, we're even more so, right? We're paying attention. And my wife noticed he's got 4 bathrooms in this gym. And, my wife, she uses different parts of the gym, so she used one that I don't use.
Mm-hmm.
And hadn't never been in that one. And, you know, it's not because it doesn't have male and female. It's just all unisex, 4 bathrooms. So he's got one of them one-seaters. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Times 4. Would that be a 4-seater? Well, they're all different. Anyway. I just hadn't gone in that one. And she said, I hate to be picky, but, you know, the floor was really dirty.
Right.
And I called him or sent him an email. And he called up there, you know, to get this clean. So that was last Thursday. Today's Wednesday. So I went to the gym, and I made it a point to go into that restroom. And, you know, I've got an iPhone, so got my iPod as well, right? So it's got a camera on. So I went in that bathroom, and sure enough, there are those spots. So I actually got a wet rag or a paper towel, wet it, wiped on that spot to see if it was a stain or just dirt, and it was dirt, right? And it came up. So I took a picture of it, and I went to his office today. We were working on Infusionsoft, actually for the gym, for new members to sequences, and I showed it to him. And I said, look, don't hop anybody's butt because they know I was just in the gym. They're going to think I'm a snitch, which I am, but I don't want to think I'm a snitch. But he needs to know these things, right? I said, you need to go over there and go look at that bathroom with your staff. Mm-hmm. And tell them that doesn't cut it.
Right.
You know, because people will quit that gym because of that.
Yeah.
Okay? For little things. And it really wasn't that little. I mean, it was like some dirty water from a mop had gotten spilled. Right? And it was like a dozen of these big, you know, like 50-cent piece size dirt water stains.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, dude, it's like you're in a service station bathroom, you know. So it's
yeah,
a little, you know, long story to talk about. You better be paying attention to every single little thing you can do, including social media, including follow-up sequences, landing pages, podcasts, everything. What are you doing to stand out, right? So, well, man, we've gone a while. I've got to head to a meeting, pick up some money.
It's always good.
So look, you know, so old Boudreaux and Thibodeau, they're out, you know, talking about matters of life, and they say, why them scuba divers, they always fall backwards off of them boats. Old Thibodeau tells Boudreaux, he says, you big dummy, if they fell forwards, they'd still be in the boat. Just ain't right, is it?
Boudreaux,
that's funny,
he's
right there. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. It's funny.
Boudreaux, he's a Louisiana boy, isn't he?
Boudreaux and Thibodeau would both be from down south.
That's old Boudreaux's, old man Boudreaux's boy, right?
That is. That is. Well, very cool. Another 40-something minutes in the can.
That's right. And before we go, I'll let everybody know that if you go to smninja.com, you can hire Wes and me to help you lay the foundation for your social media marketing campaign. And if you haven't started in social media or you're just getting started, seek somebody out, even if it's not Wes or me, but get some help with this stuff. If you're still trying to connect the dots on how to make social media work, or if you're researching till 2-3 in the morning trying to figure this out for yourself, go hire somebody, because your time is worth too much to be going and downloading a bunch of ebooks. And we'll provide you with training as well, but get some help with this stuff. I mean, it's not for people to just jump in the deep end and start going without having a strategy, without having an end result in mind, some success paths to get to where you want to go. So check out smninja.com. We've got some pretty good offers there. If you're wanting to build a Twitter traffic tornado, you can go to twittertraffictornado.com and get in on the training there. It's a 7-day course, 13 videos, 7 bonuses, very high-value product for just $27. If you want us to manage, help you find Twitter followers, we've got a managed Twitter service that's $47 a month. We can go out and find you 1,000 Twitter followers every month. You cancel at any time. It's up to you. But we've got some things to offer you that we believe that will help you tremendously, but you got to take action. So,
got to pull the trigger, ride the bullet.
That's right.
Yeehaw.
Until tomorrow,
bye, man.
Another Southern Social Media in the can.
Thank you, sir. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, and Roger Bauer, the Social Media Ninja. Yeah. Signing out until tomorrow.
Talk to you all soon.
Bye.